This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
A little Baron Burton's W sauce, maybe some Bloody Mary mix.
A lot of it.
Might need a Bloody Mary on Monday after the Daytona 500 and the NBA All-Star game because I will watch Trey in that game.
Well, we got a holiday on Monday.
That's right. So I'm saying I might have to turn around.
You can turn up.
Well, Sprinkles has got a vet appointment at 10:30 that morning, so I might have one after that.
Turn up.
The way you just said turn up, that sounded so belabored.
Oh, turn up. You can turn up.
And my boy Chaz, he got the message. Multiple people hit him up and said, hey, you better highlight your boy because he needs some Allen Lager. He got it for me. It's the official beer also of Kennesaw State Athletics. So, we're going to hit two stories. Let's start with the first one. Daytona 500 weekend. You know, as know, it is to me, even if it's even the fringe fans of the sport that don't watch all year, do watch this race. It's a big race. It is the Super Bowl of motorsports, as they call it. Just happens first.
First race of the year.
That sound was Jimmy Johnson off the pace this year, running by himself after all the cars in the pack. That was actually Helio Castroneves, who will be been there as well.
Provisional.
Weird provisional that it makes no sense whatsoever for the sport. The duels were awesome. The first one was phenomenal. Bubba Wallace gets the win, but before we get to Bubba, the story of it. Because Bubba's locked in, and you expect him to be up front.
For people that don't know, Bubba's he's in Michael Jordan's car. Bubba drives Michael Jordan's 23 car, the McDonald's car.
Yeah, it's also Denny Hamlin's car. It's 2311.
Okay, well, it's not 11. It's the 23 car.
But it's 2311 racing.
Jordan's half of that car.
Anyways, I didn't know this was mic'd up all of a sudden. Anyways.
I don't think you're giving enough context.
Anyway, I wasn't done.
Let me do your job for you.
You know what? Just stay out of my way. So here's the deal. He wins. In these dual races, there can be cars that aren't locked into the field by qualifying. They have to race their way in. Dale Earnhardt Jr. had one of those cars. He is the owner of Junior Motorsports. He had his Xfinity driver, Justin Allgaier, driving the car. Race their way in. Dale Jr. is an ambassador for the sport, and he was more excited than I think I've seen anyone in a long time for almost anything.
But I'm going to tell you, man, this sport's amazing. Everything about it, I've seen it from so many different lenses. And I love the challenges. I wouldn't want it any other way. This was hard emotionally. But I can't believe that we get to race on Sunday. I just can't believe it.
This
guy.
That
man's ecstatic.
The reason he's so – I want to explain – basically, yeah, he's got Chris Stapleton's money on the car to sponsor the car, but these guys, when they try to race their way in, there's a lot of money out of pocket that goes into it. And if they don't get in, it's all for nothing.
Yeah.
Because the sponsor will get another race.
Well, and two, I don't want to do your job for you, but I think you got to add the caveat. This is the first time Junior Motorsports has ever attempted an entry into the Daytona 500. They got Chris Stapleton, obviously world-renowned singer, to hop on board and kind of split that cost with his Traveler's Whiskey. And so them making a run at it was a massive deal. And the fact that you could spend all that money and still not be in the race on Sunday would have been a massive upset to this entire company.
Now, the Bubba Wallace part of this is that he's the guy that has been over there with Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin's team. He does drive the 23 car. The other car is 45, both of Jordan's numbers. And he's struggled since he got there. His personality has not been the same. I've noticed it. He felt for the first time in a long time like the guy who grew up in the sport, that you got the joyful guy, fun, joking. I even heard him in an interview, but he's really good friends with my driver, Ryan Blaney. They're best friends, and he was in his wedding. He talked about dropping the ring in the wedding. It was kind of a cool interview.
My friend was out there at that wedding.
But, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to have been there at that wedding because Ryan Blaney's my date.
Actually, never mind. You're married. I was like, she needed a date, but never mind.
Amy would have understood, I think, if I went as just a chaperone.
Yes, sir.
But Bubba gets the win, and he sounds like old school Bubba, which is really cool to hear.
You got you one now, and you got the boss Michael Jordan one. I think he'll be a little pumped up this weekend as well, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I think he got in last night, so it's definitely a makeup for last night and the speed that we had. But we always know, like, kind of Toyotas will race really well in. So, all in all, good day, good night.
Bubba Wallace wins dual race number one.
Then NASCAR did what NASCAR does in the second duel, and they screwed it all up because they throw a yellow when there shouldn't have been. They should have let guys race to the finish line. They were literally, I don't know, from me to Mike to the start-finish line, or from me to you, Tiff, from the start-finish line, and they throw a caution and stop the race and don't let it finish, which makes no sense because the caution, the wreck was behind.
I'm just glad it wasn't Sunday when they did this. And hopefully they can get it out of the way.
I hope they don't do the same thing there. And they took the win away from a guy that stood there expecting to get the flag at the start-finish line, and Erik Jones. They ended up giving it to Austin Cindric, who... Just ridiculous. But it's going to be a fun weekend. Really excited for the Daytona 500 as always. And hopefully I get to see Ryan Blaney next weekend at the Ambetter Health 400 in Atlanta as a Daytona 500 champion, along with being a NASCAR champion.
Ka-chow! Ka-chow!
And Mike picked a new driver who wrecked in his duel. So.
As did a lot of people. If you do want to see my new driver, it is the videos posted on my social media at MPJohnson79. Check it out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.